On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk.
Josh with the shotgun, takes a snap, looking, hit, fumbles the football. It's loose, recovered by the Redskins, but it's for naught. Fourth down play, they turn it over at their own 45-yard line. Take a timeout with Philly still leading 17-0.
What up, everybody? JB Finley. This is the Day After Pod. This is Redskins Talk Podcast. I got my one-on-one with Jay Gruden, and it was lengthy, and I think you're going to enjoy it. It's important to note that Gruden hasn't had his meetings with Dan Snyder or Bruce Allen yet, and while those are going to determine the future, I've contended for a while that I think Jay is back for 2019, and certainly on a day where a number of NFL coaches already got fired, Gruden is still standing, still giving press conferences, still meeting with me, and I think that says a lot. Also have an interview with Tress Way from yesterday. Tress had a tremendous season, and I wanted to be sure we get that interview out because he deserves lots of recognition for what he accomplished in 2018, which was a down year for the Skins, but, you know, at various times it seemed like it had some real promise. Always, we are brought to you by the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, and you should do the same thing. I'm not going to hold you up. It's New Year's Eve. Hopefully everybody be safe and enjoy, and let's ring in 2019 safe and prosperous. And here comes Jay Gruden. Thank you sincerely for listening all year, and 2019 is only going to be bigger and better.
Just a day after a disappointing Week 17 loss, do you start looking ahead to 2019 at this point, or do you still try to wrap your mind around the 2018 season?
Well, we have to watch the 2018 season over and over again and make sure we get a clear, clean evaluation of all our players and staff. You know, that's step one. And then we have to make some adjustments, without a doubt.
What is that time period like for you to get in there, watch all the tape, have all the meetings you need to have?
It'll be quite lengthy, you know. Yeah. But, you know, fortunately, we've had these guys in here, so it shouldn't take our linebacker coach, Salavadati, a lot of time to write a report on Zach Brown or Mason Foster. He's been with them in meetings and practice every single day since training camp and OTAs. Some of the new guys, it might be a little hard because we haven't had them for very long. But it shouldn't be that long as far as writing reports up, getting our opinions out, what type of guys they were, what type of players they were, how we think they fit into this team moving forward with their upside.
We all know the reality of pro football. You've talked about it often, that this is a league where results matter and changes happen. So far, a lot of changes have already happened around the league. You are here. Do you feel confident that you are here for the duration, two more years on your deals, you know, get this thing right?
I would like to be, you know, until I'm told different. I assume I am, but you'll have to wait and see. But I feel good about this, the direction of this football team. I feel good about the nucleus of this football team. We do need to add some more things, obviously. But overall, got a great group of guys. Mr. Snyder's given us everything we need to be successful. We just got to go out and deliver.
How hard is it to gauge that nucleus with just so much uncertainty surrounding Alex Smith?
Yeah, that's a hard part, you know, without a doubt. But Colt McCoy should recover fine. I think he could have probably played this week if we're in a playoff. So that's a good thing. We got a good look at Josh Johnson and Mark Sanchez, a couple more guys, and there'll be some more young guys in the draft or some free agency guys to look at. But, you know, with Alex, you know, we just don't know. You know, we anticipate having a good, solid recovery. Playing again, we'll have to wait and see.
Could take a while, though.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks in the draft, you got to be looking now, right?
I would think you always are looking at quarterbacks in the draft, whether it's first round, third, fifth, sixth round, whatever. You're always looking to find a quarterback.
Does it seem more important, though?
It would seem important, I would think, yeah, without a doubt.
A lot of free agent questions, too. Jameson Crowder, Preston Smith, two that jump off the page, Adrian Peterson. A lot has to happen between now and then, and to expect some sort of, yeah, we're going to sign him and let him go answer, yeah, I recognize is silly, but do you think of those guys as part of your nucleus of players?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, all three of them are great players, really. I think Preston Smith doesn't get a lot of love because he doesn't have the gaudy sack numbers, but he's a good football player. He's a young, ascending player. I know he's in year four. He only had four sacks this year, but he's good against the run, and I think his upside is still out there.
Athleticism.
Yeah, I think he's still going to get better. Same with Jameson. Jameson is just going to continue better and better. You know, he missed 6 to 8 weeks, I think, with his injury, but he's an excellent slot receiver, can play outside also. And in AP, what's he got to prove? You know, he rushed for over 1,000 yards playing with one shoulder, so get him 100% healthy. He'd love to have them all back, but odds are that probably won't happen.
Right. And another couple guys that are ideally coming back from injuries, Darius Geis, Brandon Scherff. Have you talked to them? Expect full recoveries?
Yeah, we expect full recoveries from all of them, really, especially Brandon and Darius and Paul. You know, they better, you know.
Right.
That's what they do. There's no option. They better get better. They're part of this team, and they're making a pretty good chunk of change. So we expect them to get better. They all work extremely hard. Darius is in here working every day. Brandon, he'll be ready in no time. And obviously Paul, you know, he had the shoulder, but he should be good.
I you might like this, actually. Uh-huh. I tried to talk to Darius. He was in the locker room briefly, and he's like, hey, man, good to see you, but I'm not talking. And just he looked pretty quick on his feet, got out of that locker room quick before I could get a mic in his face.
Yeah, he can run from you if you have something to say to him. He'll get out of your vision quickly. But he looks in great shape, man. I think he's going to be fine.
Does it feel a little bit like this was two different seasons?
Yes, it does. It was. It 100% was.
And was Alex Smith the delineation?
Alex and Colt, yes.
Alex and Colt.
Yes.
Is it hard for you to remember, not to sound like F. Scott Fitzgerald or something, is it hard for you to remember the good times this year?
Yes, because we finished 7-9 and the season's over. You know, we were 6-3 at one time, playing pretty well. Like, we had a game and a half lead in the NFC East, and then you lose both quarterbacks, and it's going to be tough to recover from that, not to mention your guard situation and Paul Richardson and Chris and obviously Jameson Crowder out in and out of the lineup, and then Jordan Reed at the end and Vernon Davis at the end, Sean Laval. These are hard guys to replace.
Sure.
They're critical positions on your football team, and they're all good players.
Sure. Defensively, though, things switched dramatically as well, and they didn't have these. Last year, the injuries were all on the defensive side of the ball. This year, the defense largely stayed healthy, and still things just turned upside down.
Yeah, we didn't play as good defensively as we should have, in my opinion, you know, but we're pretty young back there in the secondary. Josh is obviously an established player. Dunbar is a young player, and then he got hurt. Fabian's a young player. Danny Johnson, Stroman are young players. Sure. Adonis is a young player. Sean Dion Hamilton is a rookie playing middle linebacker in when Zach Brown was in and out of the lineup. Mason Foster is a veteran guy. Obviously, Payne and Allen are two young football players. We expect great things from them, but they're still in their first and second year. Really, Jonathan's first year. He missed a lot of time last year. So there's a lot of youth on that side of the ball, and with youth, you're going to have some mistakes here and there, and the guys might have got worn down there towards the end.
When you go into your evaluation period that you're about to enter into, are there things that jump out for you that maybe we got to make a change here, we got to make a change there? And is that on the staff, on the players?
Yeah, that's in my mind right now that I probably shouldn't talk about on television.
It'd be great if you did.
Yeah, probably not going to do that. But yeah, there's some frustrating things that we have to correct. We have to get better at, without a doubt. Yeah, third down on defense is a glaring one. Obviously, offensively, at the end of the year, it's hard to evaluate because of all the holes that we had. But you know, defensively, I think there's some things we can fix.
Gotcha. Are you sure you don't want to talk further about that? Because I'm here for it.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Okay. Let's look at 2019, and I know that you said you assume you're here. You mentioned You need better communication between you and the coaches and the front office and the personnel selection. What does that mean for this offseason?
I mean, better. So we got to continue to make sure we are all on the same path as far as creating a vision, having the same vision moving forward. And I think we are. You know, we are always going to have differences. It's,
sure.
It's impossible for the scouting staff or the coaches, Bruce or whoever else, all to say, hey, we love this player, or I like this one, you don't like him. And third round, fifth round, we should get him. You know, there's going to be differences of opinions. The big thing is make sure we make the good, sound decisions best for the football team. And if you don't get your own way, you can't sulk about it. We got to move forward and execute the plan with who we have.
You said 7-9, you're disappointed in the results. Will you be surprised, I guess, if everybody comes back and gets another chance to be better in 2019?
Would I be surprised? Like everybody, like who?
The coaching staff, the front office, no changes, whether it's a change you decide on or a change that happens.
Yeah, there's always going to be change, JP. There's always going to be change, whether you're one game away from the Super Bowl, playoffs. You look at some of the playoff teams, I'm sure if they get knocked out, there's going to be changes on their staff, and there's always going to be changes. So we anticipate that happening. I don't know where it's going to be or how we're going to do it, but there will be changes, I'm sure.
Okay, last one. Big question in quarterback, and this is the NFL. That's the most important position. Defensively, a lot of situations that could go lots of different ways. Do you ever think this is a rebuild for 2019?
No. You never really can think of a team as a rebuild. You know, we just have to add weapons to our group, without a doubt. We have to add good players, we have to add good people, and then continue to get better. We're not far away. We're 7-9. You know, we're 6-3 at one point. The Houston game still makes me sick. We didn't get that PI call there at the end.
Sure.
You know, they're sitting there 7-3 possibly, and we're right in this thing. We've played against the teams that are in the playoffs right now. We know that we're as good as they are personnel-wise. We just have to add a few things. So moving forward.
Is it crazy to think how close the Titans game was?
Yeah. You know, Titans, Colts, I mean, they're in it. You know, Cowboys are in it. Obviously, the Eagles are in it. We've done battles with them many, many times, and we don't back down. We don't feel like, oh, my gosh, we're playing. You know, this week didn't look very good against the Eagles, but usually when we play them, we're right there toe-to-toe with them. We know how close we are. We just have to stay healthy somehow. 25 guys on IR, telling 13 guys on a Friday how to get to the stadium because they've never been there is a little bit unique for a Week 17 game. That's something that we got to try to fix in the future, too. But as far as moving forward, you know, it's hard to, you know, say where our holes are because we didn't have everybody available.
Sincerely, this hasn't always been easy. At least there's no Bob's Hot Seat Challenge or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But this hasn't always been easy, these conversations, and I appreciate you taking the time and answering everything. And if you want to go back to what you were frustrated about and what changes might be coming, I just want to give you one more chance.
Thank you. Thank you. I will not do that. And I appreciate you having me on here. You've always been fair. And the only reason I do this is because I have to. You know that, right?
I'm aware of that.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
All right.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Key of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Press way. From his own 20-yard line, he's going to throw it.
He got it.
And it's open. It is caught. KU Chesson. There's that fake play at the 41-yard line. Tressway on the money with the throw, and the Redskins with a first down.
Here he is, arguably the Redskins' MVP this season, Tressway. You laugh at that, but you've had a hell of a year, and we're going to get to that. But we got to start with really what was a really tough game for your Redskins fans. I want to start with the crowd. What's it like when you look around and just see that sea of green?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was early on, I felt like, you know, when we're having teams come into our place and we're rocking, we're rolling, we're 6-3, we got the Packers coming in, and you could just hear, like, Rodge is out on the field and our fans are getting into it. And it just is, it's just a little bit symbolic of the season, man, that it was just, things were going so good, and then it just... God, it just sucked. It just fell out. And so looking around tonight, I mean, Philly was playing for something and we really weren't. And so you knew that they were gonna bring a crowd, man.
And how tough is it? It's not fair for you to ask about your coach's future. He's your coach. But how do you guys in that locker room feel about Jay Gruden and the job he did this year?
Yeah, whenever I first got to the NFL, I was fortunate enough with Coach Ben and a lot of these guys that the NFL is very, what are you doing for me right now? I mean, that's how it goes. This is the highest level. And so the tough part about it is, in terms of popularity, in terms of pushing us and knowing how to interact with teammates, I've been fortunate enough to be here 5 years. I've had the same head coach for 5 years.
That's crazy.
I love playing for that dude, man. Like, just to be able to walk up and talk to him, and he's approachable. And the man is, I understand that, you know, nobody's perfect, but watching him discuss things with our offense and watching him break down film, I mean, it's so cool to watch guys at that high of a level. And I bet you could ask a lot of guys on the team, too. Everybody would be really bummed because of when we were rolling, when we had everything going, and before we just started getting hit with all these injuries and all this crap that we were going through. I mean, it was fun to be in that locker room, man. It was cool to see Coach with a full head of steam and that confidence. And we went into games thinking we were going to win. I've been here 5 years. That was one of the more confident times I'd have when we were rolling, that we're walking in, doesn't matter, we're going to win the game.
So let me ask you this. Besides health, because nobody controls that, what needs to change for this team in 2019?
You know, I think at the end of the day, dude, the coaches are going to scheme. Everybody watches film. Everybody schemes. And we got to make plays. I mean, that's what Adrian Peterson just had one of the best emotional breakdowns in the locker room.
After the game?
After the game.
What'd he say?
And it was talking about you as a man, and you put forth the effort. And he went on into detail about him and his career. And you talk about a guy that everybody had kind of wrote off and said, this dude's getting old, this dude's done. And listening to the emotion behind him, I mean, I know it sounds weird. We just lost, our season's over. That was one of our better breakdowns at the end of a game. And I'd be shocked if you could catch anybody else coming out of the locker room right now that doesn't have a full head of steam for the offseason. And we just wanted a better outcome for Coach, for this organization, Mr. Snyder, like our owner. And so just as players, we got to make plays, dude.
All right. Now a little bit of fun stuff.
Oh, here we go.
We dubbed this game the ninth inning of a perfect game. To get to week 17,
wow,
with no touchbacks for a punter.
Whoa. So hold on. So you guys actually said the ninth inning of
a perfect
game?
We've been talking about this, writing about this,
like,
absolutely.
No superstition at all. Like, you're not the kind of guy during the...
Mitch actually yelled at me during the game, hey, stop talking about it. I said, Mitch, he doesn't hear us.
Mitch, good looking. Yeah, good looking. But yeah, I'm not.
What's it like for you to get through a year with no touchbacks?
Dude, I'll tell you what, JP, honestly, the fact that we finished with 41 inside the 20 and no touchbacks, that's... Like, dude, I don't know. That hasn't, like, sat in. I gotta really think that, or I gotta sit down and think about it a little bit. But it's just crazy to think back at the balls that hit and check up at, like, the 2-yard line, yeah, and things like that. And a couple of punters, when after the game, we all talk. It's a little fraternity, and they say, man, how do you do that? I go, just gotta talk to it. You know, you just talk to the ball, it'll listen to you. You know, like the golf game, man. You gotta talk to the ball.
I talk to my golf ball a lot. It doesn't listen. You've got that ball listening.
Yeah, you talk sweet to it, and she'll listen for you. Yeah.
You are my Pro Bowl punter.
Thank you,
I want
man.
You to know that.
Thank you, dude.
And you've got the McAfee punter shirt on.
Yeah. Pat sent us these, and really honored to complete a pass and, you know, keep my completion percentage. I'm still 100%, and, you know, it's for the brand, man. It looks good.
There are some questions about quarterback in 2019. Where do you think you'll be on the depth chart?
All I know, dude, is if the defense doesn't know what's coming, I'm pretty dang good. But other than that, I don't know.
Your stats, 100% completion percentage.
Yeah, the surprise factor plays a big part in that, but, you know, hey, Jay made a great catch tonight, and... You know, just a little something out there, man.
Tress, congrats on a great individual season.
Dude.
Seriously.
Thank you very much, bud.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.